Lower North Bay Selection Jackson. I'm talking about Andrew on the board. SP Futures down 22. NASDAQ Futures down 117. That wouldn't be so bad, except we were down horribly yesterday, and I was kind of hoping for a bounce. Right now, we're not getting it. Now, we have the Fed announcement today and the news conference this afternoon. So he better be coming up with something here that the people like to hear. Do we have Mr. Flanagan and Miss Diane Kelly?
I'm with you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, well, now we can. Andrew just fixed it. You're on with me and John Flanagan. John helps me out on when I have really good interviews. John helps out. So, and you're a good interview. Hey, how are you? How this beautiful day. Things good?
I'm well, thank you. Happy May Day.
Yeah, happy May Day. Are you? What are we going to do for May Day? Nothing. I mean, we have celebrate. We're going to have a big. Are we going to go over to Russia?
I'm on my way to meet my treasurer to go over our budgets and our finances.
Oh, God.
So that's my day.
Well, you know, somebody has to do it. Diane is on to talk about Fisher House, where she is now officially the president of. Diane, where would you like to start? I mean, I already sort of prepped everybody and what the group does. Where do you want to start with how you got started? You want to start with who Fisher is, or you want to start with what you guys do? Why don't you start with what you do?
How about if I start about what Fisher House is? Because
okay.
I know you have given some information out, but most people, unless you're really a military family, and even people at Heinz VA Hospital, they don't even know. I've heard about Fisher House, but they're not really sure what it is. So it's the Ronald McDonald Home for Military Families. And that's really the best way to describe it. But in 1990, Zachary and Elizabeth Fisher gave a gift of $20 million to create these homes for military families. Zachary grew up in New York and comes from a very well-to-do construction family, wanted to go and support during World War II, but was not able to because of his health issues. But realized that after World War II, there was so much trauma with families and medical issues with military families. So they invested some money and started the first home at Rockville, Maryland, outside of Annapolis. And it kind of just grew from there. So there are 34 states that have Fisher homes in them. The really good news that I'm trying to get everybody aware that Illinois has become the 100th home for the Fisher House Foundation that we're opening up. We just did the groundbreaking at Great Lakes Naval Base. So we are the official 100th home for Fisher House Foundation, which is a huge, big deal for us.
Dan, obviously there's a veterans hospital associated with every one of these places. If you build next to the hospital, I guess, it's a simpleton answer question.
Correct, yes. Where there's a military base, there's usually a hospital and a Fisher House. So we have a Fisher home in Germany and a Fisher House in the United Kingdom as well. So we just broke ground at Great Lakes Naval Base, which is on Buckley Road. Should be open by November, December of this year. It's a 16-room home. The Fisher House that is at Heinz VA, we just celebrated our 14 years up and running. And to give people an idea of the cost, at the time when that home was open, it was a $7.5 million home, 21 rooms. This Lovell House is going to be a $10 million home. You have to kind of think about a Fisher House think about the best hotel that you've stayed at. And this is like the best hotel, but it's also like your home. If you have nights where you can't sleep because your loved one's in the hospital, you don't know what's going on, you can go downstairs, have a cup of tea, have some hot chocolate, cookies, warm cookies, put your head on a really nice bed and stay there for as long as you need. We've had people stay for 18 months because of somebody having treatment. So we are there 24/7, 365 days of the year with no cost to anyone except that you take care of your loved one and we fit the bill.
So we're not talking about, you know, a huge apartment building. We're talking about people that actually have, and all these hospitals, these are like rehab facilities, or most of the time people doing rehab are getting new arms and legs, or what is there a typical patient or family?
Yes, I mean I've seen families did an Easter dinner for Hines this year, and this family has been, you know, six families were there. And this one particular lady was telling me about her husband, and he's in the PV, the paralyzed veterans area. He's a quadriplegic, and he's in the hospital. She was there for a week, and then I was just there to stop by, and I saw her again, and I said, "Oh my gosh, you're back already." She goes, "Yeah." She goes, "He's not doing well." So she's back, and she said, "I just can't tell you how much I appreciate this home, because it makes it so much easier." They are in Indiana. And
when she takes the guy home, who helps her take care of him there?
She's going to have to put him in a facility, and because she can no longer take care of him. So right now he's back and forth at Hines getting treatments and trying to be well enough to go into a facility. But we have a lot of patients that are, a lot of Iraq patients, younger folks that getting arms and legs fitted. We, the cancer ward, cancer treatments, with the blind center, where they're getting, work for blind patients. So, Hines has a lot of people coming in and out of there. In 2023, we hosted over 14,000 families. Over 28 individuals were served.
You've hosted 14,000 families with 20-some rooms? Wow.
Yeah. So, and here's the other level that we have to work on. If Hines is filled, or these Fisher homes are filled, and someone needs a place to stay, we find local hotel rooms that we've worked with to take care of them. We do not turn anyone away. So that's another part of my budget that I have to try to allocate for. Last year we spent over $5,000 on just hotel rooms covering.
And that's getting a break from people, probably.
Yes. So, I'm just trying to get the word out. We need donations, and we're just looking for, I'm working on setting up an endowment fund for Fisher House, Illinois. And, it takes about $107,000 a year to maintain these homes. I also have a grant person that I work with to get grants. So, we're just, every dollar helps.
Diane, what's the connection between this the two houses and a house in New York? Is there an organization on top with some big endowment, or how does the money work? Are you on your own?
We are on our own. The Fisher House. So let me explain. The Fisher House Foundation, which is part of Elizabeth and Zachary Fisher that created the foundation, they are the big umbrella over. So their job is to go in when a military area or a state requests a Fisher House. And so they go in, they work with the VA. In the case of Lovell, it was the DOG, the Navy, and the VA working, because the space is multiple. So they go in, they build the home, they put everything together, they turn the keys over to the VA, and the VA run it. All the employees that run Fisher Houses are from the Veterans Affairs Association, or the VA.
But you're not. No,
we are a 501(c) for the state of Illinois. We are the non-for-profit organization that funds these homes. Our job is to maintain them, keep them running, take care of them, take care of the families that are in need on whatever the home is required. So that's food. We pay for cleaning supplies. We built a shed because there was no shed for storage. We give the families, you know, a dinner out. If they've been there for, you know, more than 3 or 4 weeks, they're pretty exhausted. And so we give them a night out for dinner. We take, you know, or go to a movie or go to a show. If somebody comes up from a warm state in Illinois and it ends up being really cold, or they need jackets, clothing, we buy that for them. So it's kind of that, just, you know, watching over them, maintaining, taking care of them.
So there's 34 state groups like you, in addition to the overwhelming top.
The people.
Jan, you have any questions? I'm doing all the talking.
Well, I'm absolutely fascinated, Diane, by what you're telling us. It reminds me, you know, when I was very young, my uncle was a quadriplegic. He had a spinal injury, not in the war, just shortly before I was born, but he used to go to Heinz for his therapy, and my brother and my dad and I would accompany him, you know, a couple times a week to go to Heinz. And we would walk through the hospital when my uncle was having therapy. He was just an outpatient there. But I remember talking over the experience of just looking at the patients there and the loneliness I felt in the place. And my mother and dad both told me, you know, the saddest thing about, it's a great place, but, you know, the saddest thing is some of those people never have any visitors. They don't ever see any of their loved ones. It's not that they're forgotten, but there's just no way people are going to make the journey to come and see them. And I always thought that was about the toughest thing if you had to be a patient there. So I marvel that you supply this kind of need, because it's such an important part of the healing process for the patient, let alone therapeutic for the family. So I applaud what you're doing.
You know, John, you are exactly the type of person that we want to get involved with Fisher House, because you've been there, you've seen this firsthand, and you are so right. You know, a lot of the patients that come to Heinz, you know, they were in the military, but they've had injuries or illnesses outside of war duty. And so now they go to Heinz for their care, and it, you know, a lot of it is so far for them to travel. And so anyone outside of a 50-mile radius, we will support. Over 50 miles, it's too far to drive back and forth, and it makes it so much easier for a loved one. And that is our motto, that, you know, a family's love is the best medicine. And I also volunteer there at Heinz VA. I'm part of chaplain services, and I'm part of, you know, where no soldier dies alone. It is the most rewarding, sad aspect of seeing this, but I am so grateful that I have been there with the family and giving them communion and supporting them. And just, I can't even tell you what the families, how they just react for you being there, because maybe they weren't there when their loved one passed. But it's just, it is probably one of the most rewarding things I've ever done in my life. And I'm so grateful that I was given the opportunity to do this. And I just, you know, I thank you for your time and giving me a voice to get the word out that we need more volunteers, more supporters. And it's a really, really rewarding, inspirational.
Well, Diane, it seems like we'll let you go. I know you're, but we'll give a couple. I always have questions. Plus, people like you, whenever you say something, it brings you to more questions, because it's even more interesting. So it seems in the phenomenon in the last few wars, oh God, I can't believe I just said that, but that a lot of the people that go overseas and get shot up, basically, are from a lot of smaller towns. You didn't really have the participation from the bigger cities, which is not important. But so you're talking about a real lot of people might be from the guys in the National Guard, like Danville or something, and then people come home and two or three guys are shot up, or girls, and now they're a long way from a veteran's home, and you're like the closest place, like maybe St. Louis or maybe here, and all of a sudden now the family is a long way. It's not like these people are all from Chicago, right?
No,
Oh, no. And to that point, Tom, it's very interesting. So if you take our country and you take an upside T, you go the T from the Midwest down to the Southern Belt, that's who is in our military. That covers our military. So, and you are absolutely right. That is totally, so we, Texas has a burn unit. So every area sort of has their specialty. And so sometimes, depending on the need, they will go to a different area. Now, the paralyzed veterans, because of, Iraq War, a lot of injury of spinal cord injury and missing limbs. We have a lot of that at Hines. And the other area that is very, very disturbing for me is that we need help with is the PTSD and the mental issues that they come back with. It is so sad. I mean, the military of suicide is almost right there with, first responder workers and police officers. It's so sad. They need help and support. And so we're working on that too. But
Does the new place have a, are you shooting for a specialty there, or just getting open for general and then maybe move to a specialty?
well, we are just the housing. The level has the medical. Those are the where the specialty areas lie. So Level does is a medical center, and they do have counseling and specialty, and so does Hines. They have social workers that work with them.
But they're not like a burn unit. I mean, they're not one of those kind of specialty.
Oh no. So Level will stay as a full-fledged medical facility with special areas, but nothing to the point where will be. It may grow, but right now it's more of a medical facility, because what you have to remember is that a lot of the, well, especially like Hines, it's more of veterans, whereas Level is active duty and families. So now that's a whole nother level of patient and care when you have active duty people coming to the facility. So an active duty person that's at Level, his family may be in Florida, or his family may be in Georgia or North Carolina. And if he something happens to him and he's in the hospital or whatever, his family has to come up and take care of him. And so that's where the Level House will be.
Okay, so the people in there are people that might have gotten hurt and are still in the Army or the Navy or something.
Correct. Correct.
It's man, this is fascinating. We're gonna put up send us a link, and we'll obviously get it up on the site and so forth. But
Okay. Everybody, I'll send you the website. This
yeah.
is the best place to go. It has everything. It has the board. It tells everything about Fisher House, and it's www.foFHIL.org. We are Friends of Fisher House, Illinois.
We'll tweet that out too to everybody, because we got a
Okay.
big bunch of people in the. When am I going to see you on a personal level? Soon?
Yes.
I don't know. I think
Yeah.
you ladies are avoiding me, I think.
What?
Audrey always tells me, "Hey, I met with everybody last night." I go, "That's great. I'm here tonight." But I don't, John. I'm getting a complex. What can I tell you? But anyway, Diane, I always love your company, and I can't get. I mean, I can't congratulate you enough on this, and. I did mention that you have a very serious previous life as a sommelier,
Right.
and everybody in the wine industry would hire you tomorrow, but you decided to do this, and you know what? God love you. Just God love you.
Well, you know what, Tom? I might put myself with a chef up on your and see if I can auction us off to go to someone's house for a stop dinner. Maybe
I'll
that's
tell you
how I'll
what,
raise the money.
we have a few 1%ers. You provide the one. Actually, one of the guys who came on, he was a guest. He's a fine dining and other kind of chef. That's what he's doing for people. He's doing private parties from the food side. You can only imagine
Hey,
if.
maybe we should get together. We could
Yeah.
do something.
God. But yeah, but you couldn't invite anybody that I know. We wouldn't belong there. We'd be like the riff and the raff. The guys like Flanagan. John, we wouldn't be invited to our own party. Diane, you take care of yourself. We're going to try and smoke this out as best we can. I'd love to have you back as this thing keeps. So you're talking only a year of construction, eh? That's pretty good.
Right. Yeah. So let me know. Maybe in July we have the topping off ceremony or something.
That'd be perfect.
Maybe I'll get one of you guys up there. You can firsthand check it out.
So, all right. We'll
so
do.
Thank you so much for your time.
All right. Hope to see you soon. SP Futures right. down 18. NASDAQ Futures down 92. Be right back with John. John, you can give me a critique of this whole thing, but that's pretty fascinating stuff. We'll be right back, Stocks and Jacks.
Best of luck, Diane.